This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You want to know the influence of Donald Trump? You want to know about the cult of Donald Trump? Well, I'll tell you in a bit. But what I will tell you before we get to that is that Donald Trump exports excellence. He exports Americanism, the American spirit. And that influence is being felt all over the world. Nobody's telling you this. Nobody's telling you that all the other world leaders are dropping in popularity. Think of that graphic equalizer, and you got Merkel, you've got Trudeau, you've got Macron, and all these others. Just dropping. The little graphic equalizer bars are just dropping. Put your hands up and let them go down slowly, and you'll get what I'm talking about. Who am I, by the way? Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson Show. KJRadio.com. Giving you insights that I hope improve your life. Make you think better. Make you think differently. I'm not trying to tell you how to think. I'm trying to teach you how to think. Your brain is wired for you. And sometimes we have to disrupt that wiring in order to make things work. It's like handwriting analysis. You ever thought about that? The reason why you sign your signature the same way. Try to sign it differently and think about how your brain reacts when you fake it. Try to fake somebody's signature and think about how your brain reacts. It's a real talent to be able to stop yourself and go, I'm going to do something different. And I'm going to do it in a style that I can mimic something else. We become creatures of comfort, creatures of habit. And unfortunately, those habits are not always good. People realize that about us and they say, I can train these people into being what I need them to be. I can do it in such a way that they don't even realize it's happening. And we've been tricked, decades of trickeration, indoctrination, things that you believe, you know, that you're able to get right, that you're going, you know, suddenly you find yourself going, that's really silly. So I want to teach you how to think. I don't mean it in a condescending way, because you can teach me a lot. People do all the time. But I want to explain to you how the game is being played. Nancy Pelosi alludes to it. She talks about the wrap-up smear. Have you guys seen this video floating around? The wrap-up smear?
It's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You demonize, and then we call it the wrap-up smear. If you want to talk politics, call it the wrap-up smear. You smear somebody with falsehoods and all the rest, and then you merchandise it. And then you write it, and they'll say, see, it's reported in the press that this, and this. So they have that validation that the press reported the smear, and then it's called the wrap-up smear. Now I'm going to merchandise the press's report on the smear that we made. And it's a tactic.
Pelosi just described what leftists do on everything. If you want to know the wrap-up smear, she just described what the FBI did to Donald Trump in the Mueller farce. It's not an investigation. They faked media credentials. They built a dossier that was fake. They leaked it to a media. They then referenced that very same dossier as to credentialize it. And then they demonized the guy they wanted, Trump. He's obviously part of it. She just described it. She described exactly what happened to Brett Kavanaugh. She described what happened to many, many dozens, if not hundreds of people since she's been speaker, whoever they want to go after. She's talked about every issue, immigration. She's talked about multiculturalism. She's talked about Muslim refugee. All of that was wrapped up in the wrap-up. Every single piece of it. Why do you think the media is so important? Why do you think credentializing the media is so important? Oh, so-and-so's won a Pulitzer Prize. They've got this. We're supposed to believe the media is above and beyond reproach. So that's how the wrap-up has worked. The problem is, you have a guy that goes, I don't believe the media. Donald Trump comes along, wins an election. You want to know why he won the election? Because he started demonizing the media, and they could no longer perform the wrap-up. Donald Trump's a racist. He's a misogynist. He hates Mexicans. He hates Muslims. And Donald Trump's going, whatever. And he moves on. He talks about policy. He's talking about trade. We're losing lots of money to China. And he's driving home all the things that are wrong. And he's telling them, you're not going to be able to do, here's the reason why this didn't work. These people were idiots and all this. And you know what? You woke up. People went, oh, you know, you got slapped into reality. Like, whoa, what just happened there? I need to be looking at our monetary policy. I need to be looking at our trade policy. I need to be thinking about how to really create jobs. I need to be looking at the level of taxation. When Donald Trump said, I'm going to lower corporate taxes, I'm going to do this, he got businesses' attention. On and on. I could just go back through the litany of things and what they were doing. Well, he's a misogynist. He hates black people. He hates this. He hates that. He hates this. And Donald Trump's going, whatever. He's dismissing them. They're liars. They're fake news. And I can tell you, I've said it on this program before. I'll say it again. Many people just dismissed it. They're, it's not going to catch any traction. Nobody's going to believe this guy. He's a buffoon. Whatever. And he's president now. And now it's worse. Because Donald Trump now knows how the game is played. He knew how it was played a little bit. Now he knows how it's played a lot. And he's gone from being a freshman in college to being a senior in less than a year. He's on the accelerated program. He knows, you know, he's working on his PhD in politics in less than 2 years. He understands how it's played. He knows the inner workings of the different agencies. At the very least, he's up to getting his master's right now. You don't let a guy with his level of intellect understand the system in the game. And the Democrats did. And now they say there's a cult of Trump that's out there. You know, Trump's able to do things. It's confounding the experts, as it should. And the wrap-up smear that Pelosi just described doesn't work with him. Because Donald Trump's flawed. He can go out. Yeah, he can say things that kind of like, eh, and they go, oh, look at the number of lies. How many lies is that now? That's like 9,337 lies. Well, keep counting because it doesn't matter. Nobody cares about your smear campaign. Nobody cares about your fake news narrative. Nobody's holding Donald Trump to the exact words that he says. You want to know why? Very simple. Because he gets stuff done. And he gets the things done that we want to see get done. And that bothers the left to no end. Because they've never seen it happen. Barack Obama wasn't about getting things done. He was about changing the views. And then they would slowly get these things done. And we've watched ourselves just be tricked year after year. And it's over. I can't wait to share the rest of the show with you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope, that wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed, and they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I talked earlier about Donald Trump and his influence on America now. This slow uptick every day in the polls. These wins that are not just regular wins, they're also symbolic. They're making a statement. It's one thing to win, but it's another to make sure that people know that the left lost. See, you can win and people just get caught up in the win and not think about the loser. In this case, Trump wins and the loser suffers. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The left has lost. They've lost gloriously so. If it weren't for cheating, the left would not win an election in the next cycle, except in big cities where it is a veritable monopoly. Outside of that, they wouldn't win a thing. Dead voters, felons voting, illegals voting, Mickey Mouse, you know, made up names voting. People voting more than once. Take any of that away, they can't win. They're losing every demographic. This is the biggest exodus from the Democratic Party. I'm going to tell you, I don't have any numbers to back it up, but I'll tell you this. I believe it in my heart based on what Democrats are writing to me. they're finding me and going, holy cow, I didn't know who you were, but you are spot on. I used to be a Democrat, blah. I used to be a Democrat. I used to be a progressive. I used to be part of the movement. I was this. I was that. No, no, just leaving, leaving, leaving. And for every one person that finds me, I'm a nobody. If you find me, you've been doing some digging. And so the Democrats find themselves in a very precarious situation. Donald Trump is influencing people in this country to move over. The left, who tell you he's the most hated guy on the planet, is moving people. Donald Trump is moving people over to the Republican Party in droves. Not even close. People are going, I'm coming over. I'm happy to come over. This guy with the walkaway movement, I don't put a lot of stock in him per se, but I put a lot of stock in the movement of people saying, I'm leaving. I watched the black lady say, man, I've been a dyed-in-the-wool Democrat. I never vote for these clowns again. She didn't use the word clowns, but she might as well have. She's like, I'm done. Sisters. She was ridiculing the other side. Yeah, I know. Y'all want to tell me what to do and all this. I'm watching. I'm seeing. She's explaining it. Maybe we'll get the clip and we'll be able to play that. She let them have it. I watched another black dude talk about the history of, you know, the black migration, Republican to Democrat and coming back and the laws a Democrat set up. And he's done it in a way that many people have never heard and probably won't hear. It's been, again, people that get it, that are saying, enough is enough. Folks, it's happening all over. I know that what they want to tell you, they want you to believe, but don't believe it. And not only, though, is Donald Trump making progress in the states, as I said in the previous segment, it's being felt all overseas. Go look at the approval ratings of the world leaders. Donald Trump has higher approval rating than any world leader. Pretty much. And it's because he's practical. The left wants you to believe he's disparaged, that people don't like, he's lampooned around the world. It's not the case. They have nothing but respect for this man. We got a clip of a Hungarian prime minister, and he's talking about Hungary and their stance on illegals, their stance on multiculturalism. Listen to this guy.
A name is, quote, Christian Hungary. And you've said, we don't accept that multiculturalism is a value by itself. Less than 2% of Hungarians were born outside the country. It's weird, that kind of language. It's very out of step with the world.
It's honest,
okay? It's honest from your perspective.
Yeah.
But what are you saying, that anything other than white Christians into your country are not accepted?
No one said that.
Prime Minister did say it. A Christian Hungary.
Yeah.
Preserve a Christian Hungary.
Yeah, because we have been a Christian country for a millennium.
I want us to stop this right there because you notice something. What Christian Amanpour said was a white Christian Hungary. And he says, he didn't say that. Oh, yes, he did. He said, and then she goes on to repeat, a Christian Hungary. And the guy's like, yeah, we want a Christian Hungary. He didn't say white. She colorized it. And I just want you to understand, she's the one who's lying. He said this. No, you said white Christian. He never said that. Hungarians, don't make them racist. They can be culturalist. That's fine. I think all countries should be culturalist. America should be culturalist in the American spirit. There is no one that can accuse America as being racist. Nobody. Not be taken seriously. A country that is made up of every nationality. Now, are there racist people within the country? Yes, but our country is not racist in any way, shape, or form. Are there idiots, bigots, Neanderthals? Call them whatever you want. Cross-burning members of the Democrat Party? Yeah, they exist. People that foment race at every turn of the coin? Absolutely, they exist. But don't try in any way, shape, or form to pretend that this country is racist, because it is not. And we can make that distinction. Now, I hear people all the time, is there racism in America? There's racism in every country. In fact, the racist countries of the world are the ones that you say nothing about. Completely homogeneous, you know, more black, more brown than anybody. Nobody. Christiane Amanpour will never have a conversation with Sudan about how black they are. Never happen. Never have a conversation with Ghana about how black they are, or Senegal, or anywhere else. Overwhelmingly black. Never have a conversation with any Middle Eastern country about how Muslim they are, how Middle Eastern they are. Does she care if they ever bring a Bible? Can you set up churches anywhere in the Middle East where you want and not be bothered? You can set up mosques in the United States. There are more mosques here. It's crazy. And you can shake a stick at. And they're not bothered. Let me go on. Here's the rest of this clip.
And I don't really understand why is it bad news that we don't want to change that. And I don't understand why is it bad or why is it unacceptable that we would like to stick to our history, to our culture, to our heritage, to our religion. And you know, in this case, I can tell you that we never judged other countries which had different kind of policies. We never judged countries who said that multiculturalism is more valuable than a homogeneous society, for example. But let's leave it to the certain countries. Let's leave it to us to make a decision whether we think multiculturalism is more valuable than a homogeneous society. I understand we don't agree on that, but I respect that you have a different position, and I'm not going to judge you on that. I'll find you a very sympathetic person independently from this, so I will never judge you, but I expect the same, that we think this way, and please, let's leave it to a sovereign decision of a nation.
Hear, hear. Welcome back, Kevin Jackson here. They leave it the sovereign decision of nations all the time. They just don't do it with nations that they want to see browned. But you'll never see them talk about lightening of nations.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Ever wonder how Bitcoin and Ethereum were created? Vercel Media has helped hundreds of companies and individuals make their own cryptocurrency. Decentralized blockchain solutions are making the world more transparent and giving power back to the people. Vercel Media has helped companies raise tens of millions in the past year alone, structuring and marketing ICOs to the thirsty crypto public worldwide. Don't miss the cryptocurrency revolution. Visit VercelMedia.com. VercelMedia.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best, naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump accepted Nikki Ambassador's resignation as UN Ambassador. She said she will exit at the end of the year. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo spoke about the resignation from the White House.
I wanted to thank Ambassador Haley for the good work that she's done. She's been a great partner of mine for the now 5 months that she and I have been working together, and I want to wish her very well in whatever comes next for her.
Over 120,000 people along Florida's panhandle were ordered to clear out Tuesday as Hurricane Michael picked up steam in the Gulf of Mexico with winds of 120 miles an hour. The storm is expected to make landfall Wednesday, and Governor Rick Scott said this is a time to be evacuating.
We have declared a state of emergency in 35 Florida counties. This allows state, federal, and local emergency managers to be able to quickly respond to this disaster.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
At Robert Half, we know finding the right employees is a job in itself, and it's a job we love. You see, Robert Half isn't just a staffing firm. We're people. People who believe in finding the right people to fit your company's needs. Because employees who are a good fit are more productive, more engaged. Finding a great candidate isn't easy. But at Robert Half, we know it's possible. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I noticed a theme. It was a theme that it's been brewing, it's been building, and it actually started when Trump was running for the presidency. And, you know, people started getting behind him. There were early adopters. I mean, they were there. They were dedicated. And there's the theme. And then he got elected. And there was a theme that was just, you know, I'm for Trump, period, you know. And over time, I believe many of the, certainly the anti-Trumpers, the never-Trumpers, even Democrats said, look, this is working. This is more than rhetoric. This is different. People can feel the difference of this presidency. And suddenly Trump has this backing behind him. And it got played out. It almost lost him Kavanaugh, except that the people supported him, because Trump got wishy-washy. I called him out on it. He got wishy-washy. Yeah, she was a very credible witness. No, she wasn't. Ford was never a very credible witness. It took Trump a solid week and a half. In fact, I had been fired for saying what probably Trump thought about this chick, Christine Blasey Ford, who's now gone into the ether. But I got fired over it, and then Trump finally comes out and he mocks her and say, and he didn't, I mean, that's what the left said, but he just repeated what she said. I don't remember. I can't remember how I got home. I didn't talk to my friend, whatever. Yeah, everybody knew. Everybody in the country knew Ford is a liar. This is Democrats, too. They won't admit it because they, you know, they're brain dead morons who have no moral core to tell you, you know what, I knew she was lying, but I just wanted to get Kavanaugh. Now, some comedian, writer for Colbert, she got in trouble because she says, you know, I didn't care. You know, we did our part to go after Kavanaugh. Truth be damned. They don't care. So that's where we are. And some of us have the guts to do it, to say, look, I call foul right now. I'm smart enough to recognize it. I don't need a whole lot more evidence than what I have. You were drunk at a party, 15-year-old going to party with 17-year-old boys. You're a party girl. Look, I don't have to know a lot more. I was a young boy. I know what those girls were at every party. And by the way, they're at every party today, and they'll be at every party until the millennia. You know, for this millennia, the next millennia, whatever. I don't know what we morph into as human beings. We may all become orbs floating in space, but that's the way teenagers will behave, period. Anyway, there's a theme brewing. There's something brewing, and I'm hearing it through all of these different people. Alyssa Milano, the Holly weirdo actress who thinks she's going to save the world. She's become the biggest, you know, social justice warrior for the left for all the wrong reasons. She's the modern day Janine Garofalo. Where's Garofalo? Does anybody even remember that name? B-list actress, same as Milano. And you know why she's doing it? Because she believes what she believes. Don't misunderstand me for a second. But she also believes that there's money in it for her, and that's why she's doing it. I'm going to be an activist for the cause. And my prediction is she's broke. Because let me tell you, the left will pay you dearly for that. Yeah, I got fired. I don't have a GoFundMe. Yeah, there's no $1 million waiting in a pot of gold for Kevin Jackson. But let me tell you, that liar, Christine Blasey Ford, where's her money going? I say it should go to Kavanaugh's family. Just saying. Anyway, there's a theme. We're going to discover that on the Kevin Jackson Show, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. The theme, it's been brewing. It's been gaining momentum. Donald Trump sort of alluded to the theme early in the campaign when they tried to use it against him, when he says, you know what, my supporters are so, you know, loyal to me, I could go shoot somebody in Times Square and they'd still support me. I thought it was kind of weird to say at the time. There's a part of me that goes, yeah, you're right. You know, you very well might still get my support if you did it, depending on who he shoots, you know. But yeah, you're starting to get believe in it. Have you ever seen the backbone on McConnell, Grassley, Lindsey Graham, for goodness sake? Have you ever seen this type of a backbone in Republicans, with the Republicans, in your adult life, or what, not to quote Michelle Obama, but have you seen it? I've never seen Republicans get this kind of backbone. By the way, Paul Ryan, nobody's even hearing about this guy. Because he's completely marginalized. This is the guy who says, I'll take the speakership only if people beg me. And so guess what? Republicans begged him because he was the new poster child for the Republicans. Into obscurity. And many others. Have you ever seen the Democrats so weak? If you want to know who pulled out all the stops to get a win, they just did. They needed Kavanaugh's head mounted on the wall of the trophy room at the National Organization of Hags. They needed it at the DNC. They needed it at the Democratic Party. They needed it in Hillary Clinton's Clinton Foundation trophy room. They needed it everywhere. And they didn't get it. I want you to reflect back on all those special elections that Trump won. He lost one when they targeted Judge Roy Moore. But if I'm not mistaken, there was maybe one or two that we lost. But we have held our special election seats. And now here's what they're telling us. They say, well, we'll hold the Senate, but the House is still leaning to the left. No, it isn't. The House is going to go to the right. It will be Republicans. And Nader, I think that's his name, Democrat out of New York, big thick-neck Jabba the Hutt looking dude, he wants to prosecute Kavanaugh, to impeach Kavanaugh if he takes over the House. He believes he will become the Speaker of the House. So, look, all these internal battles, all these things going on at the left, who's their leader? Who do people listen to over there? Maxine Waters ain't listening to any white folks over there. The Congressional Black Caucus used to be little puppets of their white masters over there. They're not listening to anybody. They're going their separate ways. And by the way, where are they? How vocal have they been in all of this? How vocal is Maxine Waters, Sheila Jackson Lee, all these black folks been in attacking Kavanaugh? Other than voting, well, first of all, it's not that many. There's only the Senator Booker who voted against Kavanaugh. But I'm saying blacks in general did not support this nonsense. And Kamala Harris, thank you. I get it. There's a couple blacks there. Partial blacks. But the Congressional Black Caucus didn't speak up on this issue. They didn't back the play of Chuck Schumer and those guys. They haven't been the little vocal minority that shifts things one direction or the other because they've been marginalized. Where are they? I mean, the Democrats have nothing to look at and go, well, we can be proud we did this. They lost again after putting all their eggs in this basket. And let me tell you something. Many women recognize how they got played. See, it's one thing when you say, oh, you know, we want our 18 cents that we aren't getting, you know, for what, I don't know what the disparity is in income. But it's a whole other when you say to women, we're going to take all of you who've been sexually abused. We're going to accuse a guy who you know didn't do it. We're going to use three very bad examples of you who this didn't occur to, who were the most promiscuous girls on the planet. One of them said she went to 10 gang rapes and said nothing. So we're going to use that, and we're going to get these Republicans to do what we need to do. Women are furious. If I were a woman, I'd be like, do you really think I'm that stupid? So they've lost a lot. But there is a theme that's floating around. And here I'll play Alyssa Milano.
80% of victims of sexual assault do not report at all. So we're talking about a very minuscule point of women that are falsely reporting. Also, men are having a hard time right now. I mean, come on. I feel as though he is completely and totally belittling the intelligence of the American people.
But he's not doing it by accident, and neither is Lindsey Graham. They're speaking to a huge portion of the population who agree with them. What do you think about that?
Do they agree with him, or is he using some sort of like cult-like force to try to make them see that?
So 2 points in all of that. One, the minuscule number of women who are reporting. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to KJRadio.com. Minuscule number. Minuscule number, whatever it may be, it's significant. If you can only save one, isn't that our theme? So there's that. And then the second part is the cult of Trump. She calls it the cult of Donald Trump. That's our theme. See, because Donald Trump has created this movement. And what it does is something different than has happened in politics in a long time. It has its base, and that base is solid. There's hardly anybody that's part of the Trump, you know, that's following his work is going, I don't want it anymore. That we've never had Republicans so galvanized in support. Like 92, they say 88 to 92% of Republicans believe in Donald Trump. So you have this huge thing. But every time he gains people, little by little, blacks, millennials, whatever, that number grows. That's what's most disturbing for the left, is they can't dent into that. And that's what they face in the midterms. Anyway, we'll talk a little bit more about it, some other people.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. Put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Money, money,
money,
money. Donald Trump has been very, very good for baseball. He has been wonderful for the industry. Your boss acknowledged as much a number of months ago during the campaign.
Les Moonves.
Donald Trump, huh?
It was Les Moonves who acknowledged
it. Les Moonves also acknowledged it, but so did the head of CNN.
But that means what?
If
ratings are up, that means what?
The ratings are up. It means you can't do without Donald Trump. You would be lost without Donald Trump.
Well, that is what he says.
Chad, you know that's not true.
CNN's ratings would be in the toilet without Donald Trump.
You know that's not true. You're playing for laughs. You've lived through enough presidencies to know.
Hold on a second,
there will be more
Brian.
Presidents.
What were the ratings before Trump, and what are the ratings now?
I would say we might be up 20%, we might be up 30%, we might be up 40%. If we go back down 40%, that's okay too.
Well, it may not be okay.
Of course it is. But hold on. I reject the premise that these networks are making so much money off of Trump and thus we benefit from it.
Tell me for a moment, if you will, let's get away from CNN, then, all right? Sensitive subject. Let's go to MSNBC. Is there a moment of the day when they are not focusing on Donald Trump or some intimately related subject?
That was Ted Koppel's schooling Brian Stelter of CNN, who took it a bit personally. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to. The reason why I played that clip is I want you to understand there's this thing out there brewing. It's already in play, and it's called the cult of Trump. Now, I'll tell you this. I'm no cult member. What I am is a realist. I'm a pragmatist. And I look at what Donald Trump's doing and I go, no matter what, and I'm not a person who is negative on the guy. He wasn't my choice to be president, sadly, because I didn't see it. Other people did. I congratulate them. But once he was the guy and I saw his style, I said, you know what? This is what we need. Can he win? I don't know. You know, the whole process played out. I was like, not only can he win, he's going to win. I could tell. Things had changed. Things have changed politically. Things have changed in the media. Things have changed the way that we interpret everything, get our news, interpret our news, etc., to the degree that the media and the left, they can't understand it. There is a cult of Trump. And it doesn't mean we're mindless drones following everything that he says. But what we are is we're more educated. And we're no longer mindless drones following the others. So Donald Trump, in effect, has deprogrammed us into looking at the way that the left wanted us to look at him. And that's scary for them. Because they've always been able to maintain a massive amount of control. It's pretty, when you think about go back a decade, maybe two, when you were listening to the news and you remember how you just soaked it in. You didn't think of, are they lying to me? You know, is it slanted one way or the other? You might have seen a little bias, but you didn't see it the way you see it now. Now you go, whoa. I tell people now, I look at the news just to go, oh, that's a lie. I don't believe that. I no longer watch it like, hey, inform me. Please let me soak it in. I watch it skeptically. Well, I bet you do as well. So things are changing dramatically. What Trump says turns out to be true, and it's shocking to many people because they're going, well, how's he doing it? What's this Svengali effect? Alyssa Milano, I played this clip earlier. She's like, Donald Trump, he's got some cult-like influence over his people. Yeah, it's called results. It's called watching the reality of what we see. When Trump made a comment, he says, Ma, there's no, the people at the Supreme Court, there's hardly any of them out there, especially if you consider the ones who've been paid. So let's play that clip.
Vice News actually spent a lot of time with the protesters over this past week. We saw the president say these are professional protesters paid by George Soros, et cetera, et cetera. Who were these people? What was going on?
A lot of them were normal people who were mad. We hung out with a group from Alaska who was very specifically talking to Lisa Murkowski. A lot of them were Native Americans, which also played into Lisa Murkowski's decision. They actually felt a lot of respect for her because she brought them into their office. She had a real conversation with them. And we also saw people who were organized. In that moment with Jeff Flake on the Hill, we talked to one woman who works for Ultraviolet who was paid. She helped steer people in the right ways to be able to confront senators.
So there were paid.
There were people who were paid by organizations like Ultraviolet to try to harness that energy in a way that would make the viral moments that we ended up seeing.
Welcome back, everybody. So what I want to tell you is you should hear the way the guy asked the question. If you go back and listen to this in the podcast at kjradio.com, here's what. So, you know, the president implied that people were paid to be, you know, that they were paid. And she's like, well, you know, and she doesn't answer the question directly. What she then starts off with is the soft shoot. Well, you know, there were people who had legitimate beef. You know, they really wanted to get to the bottom of it. And then she goes into Murkowski stuff as if the Native Americans in Alaska were really concerned about Kavanaugh and what he's going to do and with rights of women and on and on. Let me tell you something. The Native American people of Alaska have no interest. I mean, they're interested in survival. You know, they're interested in the things that are going to impact them locally. And Alaska's got a whole other set of problems. But anyway, that's where she started. But where does she end up? Confirming that Donald Trump indeed was right about these people being paid. And she soft shoes it. You know, they were steering people into the direction that they needed to go. And that's what kind of made things viral. So in other words, it isn't a movement. See, that's the problem with the left. This is not a movement. They don't have a movement. They have people that pay. There was a protest of Antifa people. You guys probably didn't see this because this is one of these obscure pieces. They were demanding that Soros give them more money. They were saying, George Soros, you need to give us more money. Now, this is a group of protesters who've been paid. Apparently, their checks didn't get cash, or it's late. And they're saying, where's our money, rich guy? This is what they have. The Democrats, I want you to understand, if you took out paid people, the Democrats can't get anybody to protest anything reasonably. There's no reason to protest Donald Trump. There's no reason to protest Brett Kavanaugh. There's no reason to protest the state of America or anything. These people are paid agitators. And you know what you're doing? You've learned, we conservatives have learned to ignore them. It's become white noise. And you're just going, moving along with your day. And they can't handle it, which is why they escalate. Which is why they're now chasing senators down. It's not going to work. You've heard, I'm talking about the weakest kneed senators on the planet. Going, we're not going to be intimidated. I mean, McConnell can barely stand. The dude needs a wheelchair half the time. And he's like, I'm not going to be intimidated. Now they got security around them. These guys are feeling like rock stars. And you know why? Two things that you don't want to have happen. You don't want to have a weak person find some resolve and then get people around them that say, we got your back. You find somebody like that, they suddenly they find themselves turning. It's like the little kid who gets, the old Atlas commercials where it kicks sand in his face when he's there with his girlfriend, the big dude with the muscles, and then the guy goes and trains. And then comes back and says, now kick sand in my face. That's what you're watching Lindsey Graham become. Here's Chuck Todd talking about Trump politics with a group of people.
It seems as if the Republicans in the Senate and essentially the body politic left and right has actually embraced the Trump style of politics.
I think that's absolutely true. And I think you saw that when you saw Lisa Murkowski go to the floor after she voted no, and there was nobody hardly in the chamber watching her and nobody to applaud her. She was the one who actually took the stand and said, we need to be viewing this differently.
I think this is such a funny clip in the sense that they call this the Trump style. Trump style is, I'm going to confront, I'm going to address the issues. I'm not backing down for the most part. I'm not backing down. There'll be some compromise, but I'm going to win. I'm going to win on behalf of the American people. And what makes the Trump style work best is we all know what it's about. It's about make America great. It's about the American people. See, the Democrats, they're missing the focus. The focus for Trump is very simple. I'm going to get you what you ask me for, what I've been mandated for. And oh, by the way, what I actually believe in, which a lot of Republicans didn't think he did. So that's where he's at. These guys can't handle it. They see it as confrontational. They see it all the wrong way. It's getting things done. They are not used to that. And the problem with it is that the things that Trump is getting done are things that they don't want to get done. Now, they secretly do, but they don't want him to accomplish it. That's the rub. So there is a cult of Trump, if you will, but it's not a bunch of lemmings that are following him mindlessly.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.